No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fun-filled, exciting edition of Ballast Sexes. We're doing round 13 today, Battle of the British Isles. And if you guys are listening live at SkidRowStudios.com, you can call in at 1-800-893-9562. I'm your host, Dave Swan, and my co-host, Nikki, is in traffic right now. And right now, we have one guest calling in, the delightful Luke Ashlock. And our other guest is sitting here right now, the amazing, the talented, the red dress herself, Jennifer Hartnett.
Buenos noches.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, mi amiga?
That's where it ends, Dave.
Oh,
yes. And it's not British Isles. I am from the Republic of Ireland.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what's up.
I might have screwed this all up.
You may get murdered in Skid Row tonight.
I actually walked one of our guests home through Skid Row last week.
You get the fucking best compliments here. You really do. I was outside waiting for you, and like five homeless people were like, damn, Gina.
Gina?
Nobody ever talks to me.
What?
I swear.
How not?
I know. Where's Luke Ashlock? Why is he late?
Luke Ashlock is actually calling in because him and I had a miscommunication.
Oh, what time is he calling in?
When he does.
When he does? There's some timing.
Oh, exactly. So sitting in for him, we have the wonderful How the Scots Invented the Modern World book. With the headphones sitting on top of it. Nikki should be in about the next 10 minutes or so, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. So we're going to get to know each other a little bit better, Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
All right, so you're actually from Ireland originally, then?
Yeah. Or else I'm just a big liar because you've known me for like 2 years.
I know. Oh, awesome. Here is also Luke. Just hit the... There you go, buddy.
Hello.
Hi, love.
That's Jennifer.
Listen, truly sorry I couldn't make it into the studio tonight. I, as usual, am out here busting my balls on the street. All three of my testicles.
Where are you?
I'm currently in the majestic land of Arkansas.
And for those of you who are unaware of who we're talking to, we're actually talking to Luke Ashlock, world traveler, globetrotter himself.
With three testicles.
Yes.
Three testicles?
Three.
My
beard counts as two, so technically five.
So you're actually in Arkansas right now.
That's four more than needed to destroy Jennifer Hartnett here tonight, everyone.
Yeah, feckin' dare ya.
Well, right now we have her outnumbered because Nikki's on her way in at the moment. So.
And you know, the last time we were here, I met Luke Ashlock. We had a big fight. Or you had a big fight with my friend, remember? Outside a show?
Did I?
Remember you had a big fight with my friend outside a show? She was vegetarian.
Well, you were being so... it wasn't a big fight. It was a quick argument, and I bailed. There was, women blow things... You know what? That was a quick argument, and I left, and now there was a knife involved.
What?
Why was
there a knife involved?
He was talking about chickens having abortions.
Well, yeah,
and
that's what an egg
Catholic,
is.
We're very Catholic, okay?
Are you that Catholic?
No.
I don't even know what... I was raised Catholic, I think. I don't know. Luke, you? What were you raised, buddy?
He wasn't. He wasn't raised at all.
He was just born in a barn.
Dragged up.
I'm still 11 in my brain. Yeah.
I miss you. I haven't seen him in ages.
I know. Last time I actually saw you, Luke, we were doing a show at a brewery out in the desert.
And it was beautiful, was it not?
It was 36 degrees, which I didn't think it got that cold in Southern California.
Oh,
only in that area, the only part. That and then anything north of San Francisco.
It was just ridiculous. My nipples were actually being cut by my shirt. They were so cold.
They cut my shirt, too.
I know,
everyone's shirt.
But that's because we were a little closer than we should have been. Five guys in one car was a lovely situation.
I wish it was there.
It wasn't like it was a caravan or a big... It was a wee baby car, and we slammed five grown men in that thing.
It was my Jetta. Well, I wouldn't really call Briggs. I wouldn't really call Briggs a grown man at this point.
You're right. He's a grown lady.
But it was a fun show out there. How long have you been on the road right now?
I've been a stand-up comic. This is my sixth year. So in December, I'll start my seventh year. I have been touring nonstop since 3 months out of the gate.
Jesus.
What happened was I'm in Canada, Nova Scotia, and my friends and I, we started doing comedy. And my friends were like, hey, look, we're going to Ontario. We're going to Toronto. There's a York York Sale and they have an open mic. We have to go there. We went there that night, and it was one of those fluke nights where, you know, back when we were all open micers, and you went on stage, you had this stellar show, and everything fell into place, and your timing was perfect before you even knew what timing was. It happened that night, and it just so happened to also be an audition for a TV show called The Great Canadian Laugh-Off.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, so I made the show. The producer comes up here, signed the contract and everything. And I made the show, and of course I got voted off the first episode, because when they turned the lights and cameras on, I was like...
They could see your face, and then they were like, shit.
Well, this is a real show. Oh!
Maybe a little bit. You guys might start talking a little trash. So wait, you started in Canada and not in Scotland?
Yeah, correct. Canada. Here's the thing. All right. My mother and my father split. And when they did, my mother, who is American, came back to the U.S. with me and my... Well, to North America. With me and my youngest brother. And my father and my two oldest brothers, who still reside in Glasgow, stay there. Of course, we travel back and forth all the time. But, so, I'm in Canada, and I'm in school going to my friends, and that's where I started comedy at. Oh, so, after I get on the Great Canadian Laugh-Off, right?
Yeah.
I go to New York. We cross over, and me and, like, three guys, and we go to New York, and we're like, we were all on the show. One guy was American, Ray Garrett, right? We're all on this TV show. We were all voted off immediately. unless there's a word that means quicker than immediately, it was immediately.
I don't think there is. Speed of light, maybe? That's more words, though.
I like that. Speed of light.
Attaboy.
We'll call it splight.
Nice.
We were kicked off splightly. And we go to New York, and we go to Gotham Comedy Club. It's watching television, and this Live at Gotham show comes on. And we're like, oh, my God, that's in New York. It's so far of a drive. We can get there. So we all throw in the money we made from the show, every dime of it, you know, like $100.
Big night.
Huge. And we drive to New York and we get to Gotham Comedy Club. And I walk in there. And at this point, we were getting recognized from the show because it was, 4 months later after we were filming. So people, the show had already aired.
Oh,
so people were noticing us and were like, oh, we saw you on the show. And the beautiful thing is, they don't remember if we were horrible or not. They just remember. And thank God, because they would have been like, oh, yeah, dreadful performance, sir. That was horrible.
Well, yeah, you were even telling me that you started off, like, that people are starting to recognize you and just from random stuff.
Oh, now, I get recognized a bit more, but, you know, more bigger things are coming. I got a movie coming out this year, and I'm just trying to deal for a second movie, and not a sequel, but a different
production. Right, just a second. And did you, like, what, were you a big part in the movie?
Yeah, it was Evan Spears and Misha Barton. So.
Oh, awesome.
It's in theaters this year, and I will blow your social media sites up when that comes out.
Brilliant.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
I do believe I make 8 cents for every 10,000 people that buy a ticket, so.
I will.
Wow.
See if you will give me a ticket for free.
I need you all to buy 40 tickets.
I cannot do that unless it's for the $2 matinee. And someone's buying 39 of them.
Welcome to comedy, my friend.
Attaboy. So what's the movie called when it's coming out?
Promoted. The one that comes out this year is called Promoted. And the one I signed a deal with, I don't even think I can say yet. But it's good.
All right.
That's
nothing wrong with that, buddy. All right.
Yeah.
So what are the other things? You had a character for a while called Iron Nuts.
Okay. Manly, I am, ladies. You know, because I thought it impressed them.
In case the bear in the Scottish
Jennifer's character of iron ovaries. My name is Jennifer Hartnett. I am aluminum ovaries.
I'm the silk ovaries.
I think I passed an ovary the other day. It was very painful.
What?
I swear.
You don't drink anymore, so it can't be that.
I know.
That
was a whole toilet seat.
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
I threw up in my brain a little bit right there.
Attaboy. Just a heads up for actually as you're standing, since you're calling in, we have the book How the Scots Invented the Modern World, where you would be sitting.
Perfect. And open it to page 91. I want you to read the second paragraph out loud.
Jennifer, get
91.
On it. 91.
How did you develop the modern world?
Banking,
Scottish people
medicine.
Do is talk and drink, just like Irish people.
I was going to say, isn't about the...
Page 91. Increasingly, Holm concluded that this was a normal, not an extraordinary state of affairs. The law...
Okay, stop right there. Don't tell us what we're doing tonight. This is not a normal battle between one gorgeous man and one beautiful woman. This is a battle between two gorgeous men and one beautiful woman.
Oh my God.
You're about to get tag teamed
so
on this
funny.
One, champ.
That's why I'm hilarious, because I'm ugly. So it's like falsifying the truth.
But you dropped a shit ton of weight too, didn't you? Because when I
Did
met you.
Did you really?
Yeah. I've been going to the gym like crazy. So I used to box, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so just like the men who used to play football.
She's actually
now,
not
today,
listening to you. She's
oh,
reading
sorry,
the book.
Love. Go on. What?
No, that's
How
a typical woman move. Interrupt me, please. Interrupt me.
I know. I love to interrupt you.
I used to box. So just like men today who used to play football in the U.S., today, every Sunday or Monday, they're on their couch watching football and they're reliving their youth, you know. So I do the same with boxing, but I'm still physically able to box. Of course, I couldn't hang with... I mean, I can box, but it would have to be like Jennifer Hartnett, you know?
I actually have plenty of boxing lessons, love, so I'll give you a round.
Have you taken any of the lessons?
Yeah, I have. I'm very good.
Atta
girl.
You
got nine saved up.
How much weight did you lose?
I lost 36 pounds.
Oh, no way.
Good job, buddy.
Fair play.
Thank you.
How much of it was in your beard?
It's like I cut my toenails.
I went up a baby in there at some point, so
whoa.
I was 12 pounds.
Jesus, attaboy. Did you, so you're doing the boxing thing again. Is that just your kind of, screw it, I want to start beating people up?
Let's do something with those three balls. He needed to get all the extra testosterone.
With my three testicles.
They're called the speed bag for a reason.
Oh, do not treat a pair of testicles like a speed bag, please. That would just kill him. I think with every man, all right, we get frustrated. We go through things that we can't deal with. Women are a big part of it. I mean, they're our worst enemy. But it's also the only enemy that you can't go without, right? It's the only enemy you have to have near you. But we
Original
don't think
sin.
The same way. And so men, we tend to blow it off and just walk away and like, whatever. Whereas women dwell on it and trip over it and flip it over again and think about it three more times and then call for advice. And
then go on Facebook and look at old pictures and old comments and then Instagram and back to Twitter and back to Facebook. It's a full-time job, being crazy.
You look a little ghosted out while you're saying that, like you've done it a couple times.
You know, just before I came in here this evening.
She's like, well, I had some time in the car because Dave was late and I was waiting.
He was late.
Well, I'm out of traffic on the 405. I thought it was a great comment, so I thought I would jump on you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he actually promoted the show. Like, he goes, hey, I'm going to be on this, blah, 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 blah. Make me a sandwich.
That's what he did?
Something
you fecker.
Fecker?
Are you welcome? Hey, Jennifer, listen. No onions.
Hi.
Nikki just pulled in, too.
Hi,
Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. Luke is on the phone.
I haven't seen you in a while. How have you been? How's it going? Hi, Luke.
Hello, Nikki.
I've just been, like, outside banging on the door this year. I'm like,
oh, no.
Nobody wants me here. I'm locked out of my own
Well, that's what you get for being late.
I can't believe someone unlocked the door. We specifically said to leave that thing locked.
I know. Who locked it? Just kidding. Oh, man. He's like, the Latina can't come in until after the show when it's done to clean.
Nope.
Exactly.
No.
Don't forget to take the trash out when we're done. So.
I will. No, I was actually stuck in Santa Monica. I do mixology on the side. So I got hired as a mixologist for a tequila company, and I created...
Oh, mix and drinks?
Yeah.
That's a job?
Oh,
fuck's sake,
during career
I
day?
I need that job. I'm brilliant at that.
She's like,
no,
where was I on career day?
Mixing them, not drinking them.
You know what? Like, see, I follow through with the mixology.
It's just racist everything right now.
I just realized that I've been leaning into the microphone to hear it. But that's not where the sound is coming from, is it?
It's coming by your hair.
You know, you have this.
She's like, I thought those were just the voices of
today, not good with technology.
You know what? You're real feckin' mean about women today. Feckin'. What's going on, Luke?
He's coming out swinging. He's a boxer, all right?
I feel like he's a bit emotional. What did they do to you recently,
love? I'm here to take the belt, Jennifer. I'm not... No, I love you, girl. I'm not going to come here, but I'm here for the belt player.
I love that she came with a book called How the Scots Invented the Modern World. Oh, Dave did.
That's his stand-in.
That's hilarious.
I've had that book sitting on my shelf for 6 years, and I still haven't read it. That
Luke, how have you contributed to the modern world?
Banking.
Excuse me?
How have you contributed to the modern world?
Sperm. You're welcome.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So I got to ask, is it okay to say the F word as long as you say thick?
Yeah. Well, that's what my nana says.
Yeah. Okay to say, Mom, did you hear that if you're listening right now? I can say thick all day long as long as it's F-E-C-K.
And shite. Just throw an E on at the end.
And shite.
Boom.
And pincher. Yeah.
You're an arse.
An arse.
You're an arse.
And pinche. Like pinche.
Pinche, that's a bad word.
Pinchero?
Pinche.
Pinche is a bad word in Spanish.
Yes.
That's what swan is. Hey.
So that's the next rule, everyone. Please listen to me. I'm a man. I'm speaking now.
It's true.
Next rule, no curse words in English.
No curse words in English.
I don't know any curse words in other languages. Oh, I actually do.
Puto.
Shiza. Yeah,
cojones.
Shiza.
That's balls, right?
Shiza.
What? No way. It's just dummy. I'm trying to think. Well, that's the thing. I feel bad about for other languages because they don't have like as many swear words. It's usually they just have the utilitarian swear words.
Well, Japanese people
you're
have
dead
like,
wrong.
Japanese people have like long ones, like to say "fu." It's like "fukatwa."
Oh my gosh! Yeah, my mother would love that. She's brilliant at cursing.
Really?
Yeah, she could just keep it going.
Oh, my grandmother was the sweetest little redhead because she was Irish Spanish.
Oh no way!
Yeah, she was Irish Spanish, but she would cuss, and it was so funny because she'd be like, "You guys are all bastards."
mixing whiskey and tequila.
Yeah. Ooh. She'd be like, son of a bitch, you're all bastards. I'm like, oh my God, this little short redhead curly freckle face thing just
it looks so sweet.
Aww,
they get so crazy.
Yes,
the
redheaded short freckle face thing.
Oh,
well,
man.
Well,
once again, I'm apologizing for being late, but the gentleman on the line right now, Luke, had to make it aware that we had to be quiet as he was speaking.
So I didn't get to apologize. What were you gonna
say? Well, when men talk, you have to sit and listen, pretty much.
I just zone out. Go on.
Well, that's why I thought you'd be a shoo-in for the challenges today, because men are very easily distracted when they're on the phone and they're not present in a situation.
Yeah, that's true.
What were you saying? I'm sorry, I was just
proven.
Well, it's a good thing Nikki doesn't have a little vibrator this week because I'd be playing with that the whole time again.
Do you usually have one with you just in case for emergencies?
I don't. I know. I should. Even though I have a boyfriend, I should have a vibrator.
You know what? It gets that road rage out. I'm going to get one for the apartment. I really am. Because I'm getting cray cray in the car, lads. And I was thinking if I had that on hand.
Figures just don't do it anymore.
You know, they just don't.
But see, when you're
talking about dirty stuff,
but they
fucking
fly through batteries. What did you say?
I love this. But see, when you're a frugal Hispanic woman, you just put the cell phone on vibrate and put it between your legs.
Your legs. That's how it's done. Do you have the iPhone 6 or what you have?
I have a 5C.
Because mine's not that powerful, lads. I need to take it back to Apple and get them to amp it up a bit, and then maybe. I hope my father's not listening.
Maybe we can do
it.
Maybe we can do a battery-operated alarm clock.
Yeah.
What was that, Luke? You're starting to cut out a little bit, buddy.
They need an app called the iVibe. It's just brilliant.
Most people would just be like, oh, yeah, she's getting me. She's vibing me right now.
Attachments sold separately.
Or the you're single.
They have those. Have you seen them?
The attachments for the iPhones?
For the iPad.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. The ones that you can jerk off into or do stuff to.
Oh, no
That's
way.
Disgusting.
Oh, for feck's sake. No way. I don't want to do that.
I love this.
You know what happened to sexting the old-fashioned way?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Luke, do you have a girlfriend?
Huh?
Do you have a girlfriend at the moment?
Oh, come on, Jennifer. I can't answer that.
He's like, depending okay. who's
when
asking.
When you're on the road, and if you do have a girlfriend, you typically tend to do a lot of this, Lark.
I'm going through a battle right now that I would, you know, so.
A battle royale?
Bad.
You're like,
why
you
are fellas so shady? Why can't they be like, hi, my name is Luke. Boom, I got a girlfriend. Boom. Like,
but it's an open relationship and listen, we can talk.
I technically still have a girlfriend. But I was on a world tour for 3 months, and there were pictures of girls popping up on social media. I was deleted from social media, and then I get back home, and I have to go to Canada for 4 days, and now I'm back here, and it's a bit weird.
Are you in hiding? Are you scared you're going to see her?
Are you in hiding?
No, that's actually why he's not in the studio today. He's like, LA he's is like, too close for me.
He's not even in Arkansas. He's in Japan.
Yeah, long distance call.
Attaboy. So, you just finished that world tour. When's the next one you're going out on?
I'm going back next year, but I don't want to say much about it. Next year I'm doing something a bit different. I can't really talk too much about it, but we get some sponsors, a clothing line, and things like that.
Clothing line.
Go big. Yeah, it's going to sponsor as well as some other things that are in the works. So
he's cool, is what he's saying.
Next year will be another one, but it'll be a lot bigger. So, and you know what? Last year, when I went on my first world tour, it was big.
Yeah, you even were the first comic at a club in Bangalore or something that I can't really say.
Well, that was this year. Yeah, it was. I was the first comic to perform in Bangkok, which is difficult to pronounce. You're right.
What did you call it?
Bangalore?
Yeah. I mean, Bangkok is kind of a popular one.
Could have been Bangladesh.
I wasn't sure which it was. I just remember there was a bang involved.
That's funny. He's like, Bangkok is the reason I kind of sort of have a girlfriend now.
Exactly.
It was a girl at one point.
You could be my backup, all right?
Aw, thanks, love. You're so sweet to me.
You're not making me feel very good now, Luke, okay? My boyfriend's gone for 5 days of comedy out of town right now.
You can have it, Nikki.
Nikki, if you, it's how you perceive it. I mean,
Let's be honest, I don't think either of you need a green card at the moment, so you guys don't really have to flirt that much.
And let's be honest, Nikki, he'd get up on a gust of wind.
Yeah,
he
would, probably.
I'll say this. Listen, when you're a rock star and you're touring,
oh my god! I think we've got another caller. <Just kidding. laughs> I think we have another caller. It's Luke's ego on line two.
There it is. You are Luke's ego.
Oh my god.
He's like, this phone line's not big enough for the both of us.
Okay, what were you saying about Bangkok?
I was the first comedian, first headliner, to perform at the first comedy club in Thailand.
Wow.
Attaboy. And
you also
do that Globetrotter podcast for John Lovett's network, right?
I did, and I truly loved it. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, are you done doing it now?
Yeah. The world tour's over. So we just did it for the world tour, but what happened was
I would have to
call in at various times throughout the world. So it would be like 7 in the morning in Rangoon, and then 11 in the morning in Singapore, and then it was crazy.
Yeah, see, that's why he thought our podcast was like his, and he could just call in.
Whenever he felt like it.
Just whenever I felt like it.
It's live streaming.
Well, I was going to Skype in. But I don't. You can't broadcast my face anyway.
I bet you were good at Skyping.
The sound quality
would
be better.
Yeah, we're trying to keep the listeners, Luke, to be honest with you.
You did say you're naked at the moment, so I'm glad that I didn't tell you you could.
Yeah. Are you really naked at the moment? Although you're never naked
completely.
If you're Scottish, you're just covered in hair.
There's nothing wrong with being fur covered.
So no, there really isn't. Because I was with an Asian fella once, and I kid you not,
he was covered in hair
as a baby's arse. Because I'm like a hairy Mary, like covered in hair too.
No way.
And this fella was like shagging the hairless wonder.
Trust me.
I really am. I swear to God, I keep Nair and Veet in business. No, these hair removal creams, I do, lads.
She's like, I don't have one in the purse. That's why you have to carry the big purse.
So I'm looking for a new fella. They're actually to wax me.
They're actually her sponsor on her world tour.
Yeah, so, those feckers should be actually.
Those feckers.
So
I have an actual serious question for you. As a comic, you know, from your background and your nationality, performing in Bangkok, did you hit any cultural barriers with your jokes?
You know, last year, not this year, not this world tour, but last year's world tour, I ran into roadblocks quite often when I was going to Dubai, Sri Lanka, everything like that, South Africa. So this year, I was completely prepared. So you always go out the door to a brand new world, but once you like learn things about the doorway and the sidewalk to get to your car, you become familiar. So this year, when I would land in Myanmar or Indonesia or Bali or anything, I would go and just spend an entire day before a show, unless it was the day of the show, but I would still go and meet people and chat with them.
Right.
And there's places where English-speaking people hang out everywhere. Every country I did, too. So very good question, because most people are like, oh, do they speak English? No, they sent me there just to talk to the wall.
That's why they have a brick wall at most comedy
clubs.
But
are there any, like, topical no-nos on stage in Dubai, like when you went in Dubai? Is there anything?
Listen, everywhere you go, they're going to give you a list of things you cannot talk about.
Oh, really?
Typically,
so what did they tell you couldn't?
Religion.
Well, that's pretty typical, like politics and religion.
Just the things we care about.
Yeah.
Listen, it was, the cultures are so different. Like, when I was in Malaysia, they have no theft there. You can leave your iPod on table at a bar and come back in 3 days and it will be there because
they chopped their hands off if they caught them stealing.
They cut one hand off if you steal. And so no one knows. It sounds like, oh, that's just too harsh. But when you go there and realize, the club owner for the theater that I did in Rangoon left $10,000 in a taxi.
Wow.
And then 3 hours later, Tim Burma, if you're listening, you can call. You can't
they turned
go
it
in?
You're no way they turned it in.
3 hours later, someone else got in the back of the car and saw the money and turned it into the taxi driver, who took it to another guy who said that his other ride, who said, no, that's not mine. And then he took it to Tim, and Tim got it. That's
Jesus.
How little theft is in the country.
I had my shit robbed out of 24 Hour Fitness the other day, lads.
Robbed like, out or rubbed
my
out?
My dirty gym clothes were robbed.
Were taken out of
24
Hour Fitness.
Yeah, in the changing rooms in 24 Hour Fitness.
That was a pervert.
I'm going to start bringing a knife with
you
me
in
over
town,
there.
Luke?
Be like, you're losing a finger if you touch my shit.
That's just proper preventative government right there.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like parents. It's like they scare you into submission.
Yeah,
my mom
that's
used to
true.
Tell me she would put finger pick
those are things that you cannot talk about on stage because they're very standard. The only thing that you can really get away with doing is comparing and contrasting. So you say, oh, I live in Los Angeles. Theft is rampant. But here, no theft. I love you a lot. You know, you can do that. But you can't go on stage and make fun of the fact.
Well, I heard you can't talk about, like, their women and their garb and the way they cover themselves up and stuff like that.
You know, I saw one comic say, and this is weird. He's like, I can't believe you're wearing your, whatever the headpiece is called, and a camel toe. He's like, oh, I guess they're both
camelback, camel toe, same thing.
He was banned from the show forever, indefinitely.
Oh, wow.
From the club.
I'd love a burqa. I'm sick of it. Like, for my fat days, I could just throw it on. They're pure slimming, like.
Well, I know.
Luke, will you bring me back a burqa?
Bring me back a burqa. That's a that's a really,
really
tall, non-hairy gentleman, a burqa.
The only time I really fell into the trap for this tour was one show in Singapore, my first show. And when you get off the airport, off the plane, you walk through, and drugs are punishable by death in that country.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
You can't find weed. You can't find... Is there another drug than weed? Because I don't know.
They have hash over there. They have a ton of different things. I've seen movies.
No,
where
it's
ecstasy,
like
cocaine, heroin, mushrooms.
I'm sure they have every drug you can get, but it's not. You can't just ask someone, and there's not people coming up to the club announcing it. So
well, they'll probably turn you in. They don't want to be.
And the opening joke was something about being high. And literally, before I walk on stage, I was like, don't do drug material. And I go on, so he's going to start with my drug material, right? And just, their assholes clench, and you could hear the air get sucked out of the room.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was
I
brutal.
Can hear a pin drop.
You're like, no, I meant the elevation. It's high elevation.
I feel high from the altitude.
But you're at ocean level.
About that.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's Jesus. Shit. So when are you getting back into town, bud?
I'm on tour. I'm booked until January, so I come back for pilot season. So Jesus. I'll be back in sunny California. Reckon it.
What he's saying right now is he's successful.
He's cooler than us.
He's way cooler than us.
So I leave when it's not pilot season, and then that's when I come back. No. Grace, everyone wants my presence. Let them know I'm here. Then bye.
Adios.
Guys, I still exist. See you later.
So what's your favorite nationality to compare to, both of you? Like, when you do comparative jokes, what's your favorite nationality to compare to?
I think
Mexican.
I know.
Well, what country?
I was about to say, both of you.
All my friends are Mexican, and it's, like, the closest to, like, Irish. Everyone's fucking Catholic. Everyone's chatty.
Everybody drinks.
Everyone drinks. You've got tequila. We've got whiskey. You know
I like
what I mean?
Whiskey.
Every roommate I've ever had has been Mexican. Like,
the families are very similar,
Very similar. Mm-hmm. Talk a lot. Yeah.
Big.
Like, very, your parents are not your friends. They're your parents type thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how about you, Luke?
For me, it depends on what country I'm currently in. If I'm in the U.S., I'm comparing to
Well, let's
Canadians
just throw in
Mexican.
The cool factor again. You can't ask Luke a question without him himself making himself sound
cool. For fuck's sake, Luke, what's the answer?
For fuck's sake, pick one.
Man. All three testicles. I used to have four, but I worked one off.
That's why the 30 pounds was. He had a testicle removed.
Oh.
He's never gone to the gym.
Never gone to the gym. That's so funny.
So what is it, love?
He's still not going to pick.
It depends on what
You forget.
My opening joke is typically, as much as you can tell from my accent, I'm from Mexico. So I would say Mexican.
I say Wisconsin.
Oh, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Well, don't you know he's got a fan base worldwide? He can't pick one
everywhere.
Race.
He's single. Yes, he can. Just like he can tell us where his girlfriend is. He can pick a race.
Well, if he knows, that means the authorities can find it.
His girlfriend's his passport.
If you're in the Philippines, you can't rightly make fun of people in California because they don't know what the hell it's about. They've never been there.
They don't know. Well, they don't know the difference between a Filipino and a Vietnamese person and a Chinese person.
Neither do I.
That's a white boy thing to say.
I know the food, though. I know how the food tastes.
I broke it down. Chinese are the cheap ones with their very white skin. Filipinos have Mexican names.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah.
Based on the two I know.
And the Koreans are the fat ones.
You thought they were Mexican.
And who are the fat ones?
Koreans.
That's why I like those ones. There's two of them at my work. You're right, love.
That's hilarious.
You know what the trick of the Asians is, though? The teas. Because I lost weight too recently. All I've been doing is just down in green tea.
Oh, yeah. Green tea is amazing.
I swear to God,
it
dissolves everything and pushes it out. Honestly, lads. All I do is
put
eat ice cream and
again.
Drink tea.
She's like, it tastes better than water and X-Lax.
Push it out.
Way better for you than water and X-Lax.
Yeah. Oh. Cheaper, too.
So are you both extremely Catholic?
No, I study the Bible. I'm more drawn to Jewish beliefs than anything else now.
Is that just because that makes you more popular and makes you cooler?
Excuse me, what?
Is that just because it ups your cool factor even more, being like a magical Jew?
No, I study the Bible. I mean, my best friend's an atheist, but we get along because we both accept each other for who we are. But because, you know, even in the Bible it says to love your neighbor yourself or self. It doesn't say love your neighbor unless he's black.
So, I have to ask a question
unless
then.
He unless he isn't exactly like you.
Right.
No, it just.
Yeah.
So I believe wholly in that. But I truly study and I really get in depth with the Bible and, you know.
So your friend really is an atheist, though.
My best friend is an atheist.
Then I have a question for you then, because my ex husband used to tell me.
How old is she?
I'm 32.
No!
Yes.
I can't even get a boyfriend. She's had a husband.
Don't worry. It's not that great. It lasted 6 months, love.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we're able to get So you can get out of it, like, scot-free if you have, like, the 6 months.
No,
or 6 months.
It took me 2.5 years to get out of this one.
Wow.
Because he didn't want out. But he used to tell me he was atheist, and I was raised very, very strict, hardcore Catholic, like
me
Roman
too.
Catholic.
Yeah.
And I used to tell him he's agnostic because he didn't know what he believed. And he was like, no, I don't believe in God. I down people that believe in God. And I'm just like, what is there?
So you're saying he's an asshole.
Isn't that yeah. funny how they think that's what makes him atheist?
Yeah.
I make fun of people who believe in God. No, you're just an asshole.
You're just exactly.
Because agnostic is the one where it's like you're more on the scientific side, and then atheist is the one where you just don't have any kind of spiritual belief.
Agnostic is when you don't feed in from one to one particular science. You recognize that there are several, but you don't specifically believe in buying in and like cultivating one religion or spiritual
basically
sect.
It's like the lazy thing to
yes.
do because you couldn't be arsed to figure yeah. out what you like, so you're like, fuck it, atheist.
No,
agnostics don't God bash. They just don't believe in a specific hell or a specific heaven or a specific deity.
Yeah.
I'm
going to a food court up in the clouds. That's where I'm going.
There's many different types of religions that all believe different things, and now we have people that don't believe, and they all believe different things.
Right.
It's kind of a bit weird. I'm not sure about the difference between agnostic. I think they just have no beliefs, whereas an atheist... No, that's wrong.
All I know is that I'm just going to make sure I have a friend from every single religion or yeah. spiritual sect, including pagan. That way, whichever one's right, they can like give me a pat on the back.
They can
vouch for me, kind of. Be like, well, you know, Nikki was a swell kid. Her parents baptized her. She really didn't have a choice.
It wasn't her fault.
Yeah, it wasn't her fault.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I'm with Matt Konowitz. I'm his plus one.
Very true.
Haven't you?
Oh my God.
You know, I find there's so many hypocrites out there, even atheists and agnostics, and there are people that are like, oh, I worship Satan, but I don't believe in God. Well, you know, you're believing in something that is mythical and unseen. But the truth is, we're all not 100% correct. It doesn't matter, you know. From Jewish to Christian, how many Christians do you see wearing a cross around? And they're like, oh, I believe in God. Well, in the Bible, it says not to have an engraven image of anything on the earth, the sea, or the sky, and you've got an engraven cross with an engraven body of a dead human on it, right?
As my mom would say, that's the Old Testament,
that.
And that
yeah,
doesn't
I don't
count
have,
anymore.
I have three crosses
three
around
crosses
my neck
on.
At the moment, just in case.
Is that how my stress?
I haven't been to any Scottish people.
I accept all of you for who you are, and I love you still.
No,
but a lot
except
of people...
for Jennifer. I'm gobbling that woman tonight.
Ow! A lot of people believe that like wearing crosses in Catholicism is kind of like an energy
protection.
Source. Yeah, it brings...
Yeah.
When you're praying or whatever, it brings energy towards you know, your body and things like that. But it's also a reminder. It's almost like a person in Kabbalah that wears a red string to remind themselves to do unto others as you do unto you.
Yeah.
They're just reminders, spiritual.
Oh, that's what that red string means.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. You didn't ask.
And I love how we're
you're like, you have
religion.
Shitty jewelry.
I love how we just said that when you're out of time, you can't
all
talk
right,
religion.
Hipster.
A reminder, maybe. But if it clearly states it in the Bible, and you're supposed to be following the Bible, and it says have no engraven images, a reminder it may be, but that's still you're doing what it says not to do. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
Maybe that's because we drank too much of the holy wine, okay,
you know,
while we were reading it.
You know,
but
just
we
be
are
cool
here
to...
for a good time, not
yeah.
a long time.
You've been in, it's your third time down the road. Come on.
Irish and Mexicans, we love wine in our religion.
I like to believe in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Just be awesome to each other.
Be awesome
yeah.
to each other.
Yes.
Hells yeah.
And party on.
Yeah. No, I think in fairness, though, like, because, I mean, I get into these conversations with Americans all the time. And honestly, like, I was brought up,
aren't
like,
you not
super
American
Catholic. Can we not talk about that? Because we had a discussion before the show about how we weren't going to talk about that.
Yeah. Typical white boy is going to do what he's asked not to do.
Yeah.
Also, might be a little hungover.
Every time typical I see you, there's something. No, but everyone's always like quizzing you over here. Whereas, like, when you come from like Ireland, you're just brought up to believe and there is no other alternatives.
Right.
You know
okay.
what I mean? You don't really know anyone else that's like of any other religion. So you just kind of take
that's
it. You know what I mean?
That's why I'm agnostic too, is because I'm like, well, it's kind of by who you're born to.
Yeah. And part of me, it's like, for more than anything else, it's like my culture. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And it's like, I like thinking that there's someone taking care of me. Like,
yeah.
God's up there. I'm going to see everyone again. There's a food court in heaven.
There's a food court in heaven.
My question is, what does this food court have at it?
I just wanted a yogurt land.
Yeah!
That's all I want.
I got barred from Menchie's in Santa Monica last.
No, you did not.
I got barred from Menchie's, the frozen yogurt.
This is the second barred thing you've told me today.
Oh, I've been more than barred in several places.
What did you do at Menchie's?
At Menchie's? So, you know how they have
you
like...
You lay underneath the thing?
The free samples.
I put my mouth into it. Went a bit crazy with the samples.
Drank a little green tea.
So they know me in there. Because so I frequent, me and my feelings show up several times a week. And so I was in there like a few weeks ago, and the fella at the front desk or the cashiers was like, do you want to join the Menchie's Rewards program? Because you're here a lot. And so I was like, you know what? I've been here every night for the last 6 months. And every night for the last 6 months, you've asked me if I want to join your stupid fucking rewards program. Whoa. Like, what makes you think tonight's the fucking night, Daryl?
Did you notice? Wait, time out.
You can't curse like that in front of the American children.
But you said feckin'.
Yeah, did you notice the feck went out the door? There was a definite you when it came to Menchie's.
You know what? I seriously have real, genuine feelings. There's crack cocaine coming out of those pumps, lads.
Yes,
I can't believe they said it to children.
Oh my God.
I really can't.
I'm so going to be hitting you up later.
If you're in Santa Monica, we should go get froyo.
Oh, for sure. But you're going to love this. I just submitted a pilot through my agency for the Food Network called Eat Your Feelings.
Yay!
And it explores different situations and places you can go eat your feelings.
Oh, I know lots.
I can give you some additions.
Yes.
There's a place, oh my God, so on Santa Monica Boulevard called the Yogurt Stop. The place is as gay as a Christmas tree, Like the entire inside of the place is
gay
just
as a
like
Christmas tree.
These fellas are feckin' ripped, like these little tank tops. And I've no shame because there's no one straight in there. So I go to town when I'm in there because they're not judging me.
There's a place on WeHo, a donut spot that has maple bacon donuts. And they have
maple bacon
donuts. And they have croissant donuts.
What are we doing after the show?
Yeah.
Maple bacon donuts.
Maple bacon donuts.
Cronuts are awesome. That's what.
Cronuts. Oh, they're so good.
I was so pissed off when Crumbs closed.
Yeah.
Because I used to go to the one by my apartment every day and just get like a free fucking... They didn't charge me for like 2 years.
Oh, Sprinkles has an ice cream spot now too. They'll put a cupcake top inside your ice cream cone.
Is Sprinkles the ATM of cupcakes?
Yes. They have cupcake ATMs for women.
I need one.
Oh my God.
Two. A lot of feelings, Nikki.
So can I do... So are you guys both actors? Do you both do acting work? Okay. Can we do a pop-up challenge?
Yes.
I want their best impersonation of an American accent.
Oh, here's mine. And this is where it begins. Quapa Quaffy. And that's where it ends.
Quapa Quaffy.
Quapa Quaffy.
So she likes a New Yorker. How about you, Luke?
Here's mine. And it ends.
I think yours is a homeless person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a road rage.
Yes, it's definitely a homeless person with road rage. Good job. We were going for homeless person with road rage. Congratulations. We nailed it.
What's your vote?
All right, so now we want to hear your best Irish or Scottish accent, girl.
Yeah, lads.
Oh, my gosh.
Lads will get us.
Dave will get it, though, because he's done a pretty close one before. A bit piracy, but go on.
Which one are we talking about?
You've often been mimicking me outside clubs.
Dave would be like, I was pretty close to getting a bloke, but he went off with a whore.
Not bad, Nikki.
Oh, dear lass. You're just such a fucking cunt sometimes.
Dave's was so much better than mine.
Cunty whore bag. We have the best, like, swear words, though, and, like, little sayings. You know what I mean? Like, what's the nerd? He'd do for a poke if the telly was broke.
You'd do for a poke if the telly is broke.
That is my new favorite one.
Do for a poke if the telly was broke. Bam. Wouldn't kick him out of the bed for eating potatoes.
My favorite
is Dizzy Cunt.
Is what?
Dizzy Cunt?
Dizzy Cunt.
For being such a Dizzy Cunt.
I love that one. You Dizzy Cunt.
Oh my God.
That's me talking to my grandma.
You know, the funny thing is, I think I just did a better Irish accent than I've ever even done
than I've ever done
a Mexican accent. I can't even talk like a Mexican.
I think I can talk better than like a Mexican.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, when I go home, they think I'm all Americanized.
Oh, my God. I can't do my grandmother's accent. I can't do...
Hola, Otto. ¿Cómo está?
Come here, mijo.
He just did it better than me, even.
Yo soy.
It would be my grandmother probably cussing at me in Irish and be like, yeah. For fuck's sake, have a baby.
Just pop them out now.
Have a baby.
Oh, speaking of
open
which,
your legs and have a
come
baby.
On, my nana, because isn't it like in Irish and Mexican culture, it's like, where's the kids?
Yes.
Where's the baby?
Where's the baby?
Where are they?
I got went a little brother. A he's taking ago. It off of me.
My mother dragged me into her gynecologist because apparently the American gynecologists aren't good enough. So I had to go to her Irish one, and she full on like bolted in the door before me and was like, how long has she got?
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
So I go, no.
That was like when I got diagnosed when I was like 25 with ovarian cancer. My grandmother was like, oh, for Pete's sake, she's not a grandbaby of mine.
Oh, lads.
What? Why was that funny?
Because apparently, if I can't have kids, I'm not Irish or Mexican. We have to have ovens.
Let's talk about some real things and not. We've been talking about babies for 20 minutes. Real come on, someone else.
Clearly, he doesn't want to have
just
a talk about a baby.
Just because that gives the lad anxiety.
Is this part of it the does. Reason you kind of have a girlfriend
yeah.
right now?
And that you're kind of halfway exactly. around the world.
And you love Bangkok so much.
Toot it and boot it.
Toot it and boot it. That was a good American impersonation right there.
I'm going to have to say on that one, Jen probably wins the American accent thing.
Yes.
You bastard.
Because you were just ranting.
Love, do you have your green card or are you here on like an artist visa?
Who?
You.
You.
Oh, no, my mother's American, so I'm a citizen, yeah.
It would definitely be you, me, and Swan are talented enough for artist visas.
What about you, Jen? Are you in your green card?
I've got my whole passport and everything.
I didn't bring it up.
Actually not. That's what we were fighting about before the show.
She was like, don't let me out on the air.
Yeah, love, I'm an American now. And I didn't realize that you can't go back to Ireland and can't become Irish again or have dual citizenship anymore because I was drunk off my face at the ceremony.
Are you serious?
I really was not listening.
Please
yeah, I
say
wore
you're
like
drinking
first
American
thing in the morning,
whiskey.
Three fellas, like one transvestite, and like dressed up in a bright
what
red dress.
What kind of
dress,
sex life do
drunk.
You have?
The convention center, everyone's in three-piece suits. I've got green shamrock ears, a garter. I've got
oh, is that where that
picture
is from?
As you're becoming an American.
That's what that picture is from.
This is as you're becoming an American.
As I'm becoming an American, yeah.
You're like, bye-bye. You're like,
yes.
She'll fit in.
It was such a good morning.
You're going to drag you to the gynecologist to find out where you weren't pumping out a baby. I'm glad you're not pumping out a baby.
You and me both.
She still says...
We're like a worldwide platypus.
She gives the judge a high five. Solange!
Solange! I know.
Solange.
Get up in the morning, vitamins, minerals, plan Bs.
Oh my gosh.
Screw B12.
So what are both of your guys' favorite drinks when you guys go out? And drink because I've
actually
heard a lot about
drink.
Drinking.
What?
Yeah, you just said
I gave
drunk.
Up. I gave up 2 years ago.
Was
drunk. What was yeah. your
so was it 2 years
then?
Ago that you got the citizenship?
Yeah. No, it was 3 or 4 years ago now. Yeah. What was my favorite drink? Vodka why, and Coke.
That's why she gets yeah. barred from Yogurtland because yeah. she can't get barred from a bar.
Got barred from Brennan's. Got barred from Casey's downtown. Got barred from what else? Yeah, the Minchies and a couple of bars in Ireland. The standard one night.
Wait, you got barred from bars time. In Ireland?
I did. They would full on be like, you know what? The next time you come back from America, we'll let you back in. Just let it cool off.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Yeah.
Luke, I love that she just literally put her hands up in the air and goes, I have a good time.
You know if you're barred or if you have a black eye, it was a great night.
See, I've been cut off at the bars I work at before.
And that's
no,
but not
that
like kicked
count.
Out forever.
Yeah. Unless you get fired, John.
Yeah.
What'd
you say?
Doesn't count. Boom.
Exactly. Exactly. I think you've just added to my bucket list. Thank you. I can't die until I've been kicked out of a place.
Yeah,
you
haven't been kicked out
no,
of somewhere?
Never.
Oh, yes. It'll happen quickly.
I'm a yeah. respectable mixologist, okay? I do this for a living. I can't be kicked out of a bar.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I've actually woke up in the bar I worked at in college the year before I worked there.
Say that again slowly.
Okay, so I was out drinking, got into a bar over when I was under 21.
Yeah.
And they kicked me out. No, I don't know if I got kicked out. I just know I woke up like 9 in the morning wondering how the hell I was. And then I realized I was in a bar.
Oh, that's. Oh, God.
And then I ended up working at that
bar.
That happened once, and there might have been a black eye. And I might have been walking sore.
And I had my ears pierced.
Oh, my God.
I woke up glittery and fabulous.
Colored and glitter and sperm.
Why are you guys taking my jokes now? Sperm.
It all sticks, all right?
It's all my jokes. All my jokes.
All right, so we got one last challenge because both your countries kind of like sport, soccer.
Rugby.
She said rugby.
I'm sorry.
See,
I said rugby, and he goes, no, soccer.
Whatever's happening in America is a feckin' goddamn joke. That football that he have, all he the have? Breaks, all the padding, are you having a laugh?
You be a man and you take rugby. It like a man.
Exactly.
And when you get a gash, you rub some Vaseline and grass on it.
What we're going to do right now is see who can say goal the longest.
Goal?
Yeah.
Like when they do the goal. Soccer goal and they go, goal.
Okay. Are you timing us?
You're going to start at the same time, and whoever just stops first loses.
Are you counting us
in? On the count of three. After three, you go.
One, two, three.
Go!
Yes! Jennifer won! I'm going to be honest. Luke?
I'm bright red, aren't I? I bet you I am.
Luke even started late.
He did. Luke, you were kind of a disappointment to the guys in the show. you're crazy, raving lunatic.
Oh, my God. He just raved again. I think Jennifer would have won even further if it had been like, get down!
Weren't the first one to make fun of her country. She kind of won that one.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
See, Luke would have won if it had been like, she's not my girlfriend.
Denial.
Did we lose, Luke?
The game was denial.
I think we lost.
I hear Scottish falling out of his mouth.
It does not fall out.
This is why I don't listen to people.
Because it sounds like that.
Yeah. What, love?
Luke, you there,
it's not
buddy?
It's your island. It's my island.
Yes, no, I was fucking with you. Yes, I'm here.
All right, Adam. Well, we're actually rounding down the show, but where are you getting, where are your shows coming up next?
Comedy Store. Next week,
I'm in North Dakota performing for the oil workers.
Oh, we're going to be here all night. We've only 3 minutes left, Luke.
And then I'm at Skylight Comedy Club in Wisconsin the following week.
He's
and in Canada, in Windsor, Canada, at the last, some, I can't remember.
It must have been a lie.
So you're in Nova Scotia, Wisconsin, Windsor coming up.
That's correct.
All right. Windsor.
Which is why he can't have a girlfriend. There's lots of white women
everywhere.
All those places, yes.
Yes. Nova Scotia. Where's next? Neon Venus next weekend? The Yard, Brennan's, Clown House.
I thought you were barred from Brennan's.
I got back in 2 years. Can I tell you why I got barred from Brennan's?
She's a professional.
For playing a game of rugby with my high heels, and I fecked it across the bar, my shoe.
You fecked it or fecked it?
Fecked it. And it basically hit a glass and a shelf, and these bottles just dropped, and it was like,
in rugby, aren't you only allowed to pass backwards?
We'd like you to leave.
Wow.
Where else? And in the Comedy Store on the 20th.
Fantastic.
Fan-feckin-tastic.
And for you, Miss Nikki, where you got coming up?
I'm going to be in my bedroom.
Yeah, we'll see you come perform there. That's the real performance.
No, actually, I do have a lot of shows coming up this next week. But my phone is dead.
That is the normal thing for
you.
Check
your Facebook. She's everywhere.
Check my Facebook. Check my fan page, Nikki B Comedy.
Woo!
Where will I be? I'll be at Karma Lounge next week. And then
I like there. Wednesdays?
I've never done it.
Is it Wednesdays? I'll come see you.
I'll come with you.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll just go after the show. They're in K-Town, right?
Yes. It's only a few miles away from here.
I'm there, and then I'm at Big Fish.
I'll be there,
on the 28th. That means you have to go back to Glendale.
I will.
Are you allowed to back in Glendale yet?
No. I've never been barred from anything. My family is like Dubai, okay? I'm scared to do things wrong.
See, that's why I live this far away from my family. I can do dumb things wrong.
I'm 15 hours away from my family, and I'm still scared.
Oh. Where are they?
New Mexico.
What was wrong with the old one? That's a Sarah Silverman joke, isn't it?
No, I know. I just tell them we're the newer version, so we cook, but we don't clean.
Do you cook them?
I I do cook.
Do you cook mole?
I do cook mole.
That's chicken
do you like
and
mole?
Chocolate?
Yes,
that's chicken and chocolate and chili,
love.
Ooh, it took me a while. I was like, what are we eating?
Yeah. It's dessert on my pollo.
It's good. I got that Death by Burrito book
like
I want to read.
Two in one.
So, Luke, you'll have to come back into town so we can eat chocolate and chicken.
During pilot season.
During pilot season.
I'm back in January, and maybe I can come into the studio.
Love to have you in here.
Yeah. My birthday is in January. It'd be the treat for me.
Yay. What days?
January 9th.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
All right. On the phone, we've got Luke Ashlock. Thank you very much for joining us. Have fun in Arkansas tonight, buddy. I think it's a dry county, so enjoy that.
Thank you, Luke, for spending time, you cool person.
Get back to the world.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thanks,
Bella.
Thanks, everyone.
Take care.
And then Jennifer Hardnight, thank you very much for coming
out.
Nikki, thank you for being here eventually.
Thank you, Cheyenne. Thank you for your brand new haircut.
Thank you, Cheyenne. Woo. And I'm Dave Swan. We'll catch you guys next week on Battle of the Sexes. Toodaloo.
Bye-bye.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.